Keenan, I guess a bittersweet afternoon for you. Great to get your first goal, but ultimately not the victory.
Yeah, on a personal level, always nice to get your first goal for your new club. But as a team, we're all bitterly disappointed. To concede the goals that we did today was definitely a low blow, like especially the second one, a free kick from nearly the halfway line, bouncing straight in. But again, just taking our chances and maybe creating a few more in the second half when we're on top in periods of the game. So yeah, bittersweet, like you said.
In that first half in particular, while you've had teams at home at Fratton Park frustrate you, make it difficult, you really seem to be opening up Notts County.
Yeah, we knew going into it like that their home form has been good, so we knew they were going to sort of have a go at us, which would open the pitch for us to play a little bit more. And I think in the first 15, 20 minutes, we sort of got the joy playing in behind them. We had lots of crosses come in, and we got the goal to go ahead. And unfortunately, they scored not too long after. So again, at halftime, we were quite confident that we could come out and push on and get that goal, get the third one hopefully, and see out the game. But unfortunately, a few slips from the team as a group, and the result finished on the opposite side of what we wanted it to be.
Talk us through your goal.
Yeah, it was good play from Enda and Gaz, I think it was. Enda just smashed the ball across the goal, and I got across my man and just luckily got on the end of it and put it away. So.
And although it's not like scoring at Fratton Park, it felt like there's a little corner of Fratton Park had been transported here with a number of fans.
Yeah, it was nice to obviously get the goal in front of the travelling supporters as well, which were brilliant again today, as you heard yourself. So it was nice to get the goal, but again, disappointing to lose the game.
Have you personally, another start, you're getting more minutes under your belt. Are you feeling really sort of 100% match fit right now?
I think I'm getting there. But yeah, like you said, more minutes again today, and I'm feeling sharper and sharper every day in training. So I'm looking forward to playing more games while I'm here.
And Paul Cook just said there are lessons to be learned from a day like today. I guess when you were on top in that first half, it's getting those more goals. It's being more clinical as a team.
That's exactly it. Lessons to be learned and mistakes that happen. It happens in football, but hopefully they don't happen again or in that fashion. Yeah, it was just disappointing in the way that we conceded those two goals today. So I don't think we'll let that happen again.
And bearing in mind away from home, perhaps things do even themselves up. Perhaps there's been a couple of games where Portsmouth have just nicked it, whereas today it just the rub of the green didn't go Portsmouth's way.
Yeah, that's football. Sometimes you get the luck, sometimes you don't. And unfortunately, today we didn't get it. So.
Just a word on Gareth Evans returning. He really had an impact, particularly in that first half, coming back in. And someone like him would have been hungry to play after having that three-game ban.
Yeah, no, he's a very good player, someone who's really good to have in the team. He's got the energy to run behind me. He's got the energy to get around the pitch, and he's got a great cross on him. So, yeah, it was a joy to play with him today.